KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Southwest Iowa news, the operator of a tile trenching machine suffered non-incapacitating injuries Wednesday morning in Page County when a nut came loose on a steering wheel. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said Thursday that 31-year-old John Mather of Clarinda was taken to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital following the accident, which occurred at around 11:20 a.m. Wednesday, about 2 miles southwest of Coyne. The sheriff said Mather was operating a 2001 Hydromax 2600 field tile trencher southbound on F Avenue when the steering wheel nut came loose. Mather tried to steer the machine but was unable to keep it from entering the west ditch and rolling onto its side. He was able to jump from the trencher before it rolled and was found on the ground in front of the machine. Mather was transported by a private vehicle to the hospital for treatment of his injuries. The trencher sustained an estimated $300,000 damage and was declared a total loss. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that a local man was arrested Wednesday. 22-year-old Michael Sherman of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for trespassing. Sherman was booked into the Cass County Jail. Tourism in Cass County appears to be thriving, especially with all the towns in the county banding together for a common cause. That was the message during Wednesday's Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting. Supervisor Chuck Reakin said the communities can benefit economically if they continue to promote each other, not just the attractions in an individual town. That was evidenced, he says, by a tour group who came to Atlantic last weekend. While here, they learned about other sites and attractions in Griswold, including the new Cass County Historical Museum.
There was a busload of people that had came to Atlantic and toured some things up here. Then also, they left from up here and went down there. I think they got down there at 4:30, something like that. They just said they had a tremendous turnout. They had a great time. And so it does bring a lot of money.
Kenner Baxter, Cass County Tourism Representative, said that kind of cooperation between the cities in the county is what's going to make tourism really work for us.
So when you take Cass County as a whole, there is a lot here to see.
Things have improved greatly over the last few years of the added cooperation and each other helping each other.
That was the goal.
Baxter recapped for the board some of the events in the county which have drawn large crowds and tourism dollars over the past year, and she mentioned some actions that are being taken to spark additional interest in Cass County tourism.
A national bird dog competition took place in the Oneida area in the fall of 2011 and spring of this year. It was considered a great success. Kathy Melander of Buck Run Lodge was heavily involved in that. There have been group tours of the Tractor Museum down in the Griswold area. The committee raised funds and ad sales to support a 12-page section for tourism in the Chamber Community Guide, which should be coming out in the next month or so. We had a booth at the Garden Seminar in April that got a lot of foot traffic by it. LaVon Evelyn had provided a really nice little roadside flower identification booklets that she got from the DOT that we gave away free. Nishna Valley Trails hosted the Iowa Bike Coalition meeting at the Cass County Community Center in April.
And she said also the Southwest Iowa Regional Tourism Group, which is comprised of six counties, is working on ideas for two-day or one-day long group tours of the area, which includes theatrical performances and other attractions. Now, the next meeting of the Cass County Tourism Committee is January 17th at 9 a.m. in the office of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and the public is welcome to attend. I'll have a check of the funeral announcement. announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Robert Bob Arbaugh, age 94, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bob Arbaugh will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marilyn Busey, age 57, a lifelong Cass County resident, died December 7th at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marilyn Busey will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church, south of Wyota. The Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Stephen Hess, age 68, of Earlham, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stephen Hess will be tomorrow at 10:30, the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Marilyn Nielsen, age 78, of Avoca, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marilyn Nielsen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Fred Nielsen, age 80, of Menlo, died Monday in Panora. Funeral services for Fred Nielsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Louis Lou Henry Hall, age 69, of Defiance, died Wednesday in Erling. Funeral services for Lou Hall will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Anna Brown, age 99, of Earlham, died Wednesday in Winterset. Funeral services for Anna Brown will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Margaret Ann McGill, age 84, of Little River, Kansas, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Margaret McGill will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Roberta Jones, age 94, of Winterset and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Thursday. Funeral services for Roberta Jones are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.